Paul Morgan has been inducted into the New Zealand Business Hall of Fame. He's been a long-time chair of the Waka Tuan Corporation, and he's a guy who's been really active in promoting food and fibre through New Zealand business. I was lucky enough to spend some time with Paul a few weeks ago at Te Hono, which was an anniversary of a group of Māori food and fibre professionals who went to Stanford University for something of a boot camp to see how we might get even more traction in the food and fibre sector going forward. And so it's neat to have Paul on our program for a kōrero today. Te tūkana kia ora anō hoki mai. Thanks for joining us again, Paul.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. A couple of things I wanted to touch on. Well, you've been at a hui called Foodomics. We'll touch on that too. And really, just to keep our listeners abreast of what's happening with the Nelson tents, please, Paul. And then there's the really intriguing issue that you're advocating the potential for forest and slash biofuel transition. So a few interesting things there. Foodomics.
Yeah, Foodomics. I'm currently at Foodomics this last two or three days. Dale, Foodomics is a culmination of 10 years of scientific investment in food and human clinical trials and across a broad breadth of New Zealand foods. We've got large companies like Fonterra participating right through to micro businesses and, for instance, Kumara growers from Dargaville. So the program is being reported to by the leaders of the various many, and there's like 100+ projects going over the last 10 years. A whole generation of students has come through, and many of them presenting are young PhDs. I call them young because, you know, they've been at it probably 10 years and they're their mid-30s. And they're presenting all their fascinating work on food and human beings and how it may impact on gut health, for instance, on our respiratory system, on ageing. So there's programs from immunity for children right through to the baby boomer generation on how we can maintain quality of life through nutrition.
I'm just looking at the presenters for today, which is the last day of Foodomics. I don't see a lot of Māori presentation in there, although there could well have been more Māori focus across the last couple of days than I'm aware of looking at today's lineup. I just see John Taumor is there talking about Orongwa infusions, but what would you say of the Māori input to, or what our people, including yourself, might have derived from the Foodomics hui in the capital, Paul?
Oh, well, I think it's over the the decade of the evolution of the program, we've had increasing Māori participation right down to the small micro community businesses. There's a whole, the STEM Puhoro program is bringing many, many Māori scientists into the field, which, hasn't, our numbers have been low in science in New Zealand for far too long, but we've got a whole generation coming through. Yesterday and the day before, we had a number of presentations from Māori groups, including my own Waka Tuan Corporation, on their program. So it's wide and varied, and we've got quite a lot of masters and PhDs coming through in America in the different programs. They're very big programs with a lot of people, and you may not necessarily see the participation unless they're presenting on their own specific work.
Okay, well, let's touch on Waka Tuan Corporation. What did you sense you were able to add to the thinking of those working in our food economies, and look, the lineups are quite amazing. If you're interested, I'll just dial up Foodomics, you guys at home. Really interesting. What did you share about Waka Tuan Corporation's approaches that you think would have been valuable to those attendees, Paul?
Well, we, the presenter that talked about the Waka Tuan problem was Dr. Mika. She is actually part of the High Value Nutrition senior leadership, and She was brought in a number of years ago to add the Māori science connection to the network. She's specifically been working on the Waka 2 program that's looking at the biodiversity in Te Tauhu, on top of the South Island. Most people don't know that, but we have 60-something percent of New Zealand's biodiversity in our region. We have a very comprehensive database on the biodiversity, you know, the Mātauranga Māori knowledge and the Western knowledge in our system. And really, that's one, you know, is to ensure that that's stored for future generations, but also what are the opportunities in our biodiversity to, for instance, grow a plant on our land because it's got a commercial application and it's one of the ways we could utilise and change land use into the future. I mean, our thinking is that, and we all know some of our land use practices are not sustainable, but we've got to find plants, crops, you know, other systems to utilise the land, and of course, you know, it has to generate revenue to pay for the people that would work on the land. So Waka 2 is very much focused on health and wellness, nutrition, from utilising the land right through to how you may manufacture the product, whether it's through extrusion systems, and ultimately it's got to be driven by consumers in the market demanding, you know, a particular product for their quality of life. So, yeah, we're in an interesting place. Waka 2 won an Endeavour bid last year in partnership with the RIDIT organisation. The RIDIT, many won't know, but they are experts in product development, use of technology in food. They've got some brilliant PhDs and scientists that have come through in our high-value nutrition program. And, you know, that partnership with them will take us forward for a number of years. And it's very exciting for what could do to be, you know, associated with the quality of people in the Ritter's institution.
Tēnā koe, Paul. Interesting stuff. Thanks so much. We've got, 6 minutes, so I wanted to have some room. Just where are we at with the 10th Trust? Tell us where that process is and the time frames we're working to here, please.
The Tents, Nelson Tents case, which was heard in the High Court in October, November, completed. We are now awaiting the High Court judge's decision, and I'm sure she'll be working away furiously trying to put together an enormous amount of submissions, information to present her findings. I personally don't expect it till mid-year. It's a very, very big job, albeit we have won the legal, most legal matters and decision in the Supreme Court. This is defining effectively, you know, the remedies, the losses, the termination on the assets of the trust and one or two other legal matters. So, yeah, it's a big job, Dale, and I'd rather that it be done very well by our judge, our judicial system. I certainly wouldn't want it rushed. So we'll wait to see, you know, when it's delivered to in the courts.
Tēnā koe. And finally, I wanted to leave some room to get a bit of an update. I had a report, I don't know if it's because you and Wayne's a push here, but Paul and Wayne Mulligan have an arrangement trying to push through a kaupapa to convert our forestry slash into biofuel. And it hit the headlines, but I don't know if it was associated with your initiative, Paul. Just remind our listeners of why you want to do this and where you're at with that kaupapa, please.
Well, it's a company called New Zealand Bioforestry. We have been involved since COVID nearly 5 years now in developing our business concept and our business model. We have done the analytical work on Pinus radiata, and when I say that, the brewing, refining of the raw material, separating its chemistry into a defined analysis of, you know, what chemicals make up a Pinus radiata tree. We've done all that in Taiwan, and we have partners in Taiwan, and we have partners in Singapore that are involved in our company. And we have a relationship with a Taiwanese SOE, effectively, and the National Taiwan University and one other, the professors there, who we have used to do all the analytical work for us. So we've taken that information and we've engaged with a variety of companies in Asia, primarily Japan, Taiwan, and our focus is to work with them as partners to determine whether we can transition their businesses from oil-based products, petrochemical products, to plant-based products. And we have our chemicals at this very moment in various companies. They do semiconductors, components for cell phones, computers, chemicals into EV lithium batteries. So we're targeting the higher end of how you may use chemicals and building a partnership with these companies to determine, you know, the transition for them across from oil to plant-based chemicals. It's a very exciting position we're in, Dale. We a fortnight ago, we made our investment memorandum available to the market. It's to selected parties. We're in the global wholesale market. So we're talking to primarily through Singapore, or we're raising capital in Singapore. These projects, and we're calling them projects because they're industrial site by industrial site, they are very significant size. They're large employers and very large generators of revenue, basically converting Pinus radiata logs and chip. So it can be slash from what we've all seen in the papers into, as I say, multiple products on one site using energy, steam and heat to do the conversion process. It's all Taiwanese technology and all the very best current industrial machines that we would source from Germany and the likes of Japan.
What sort of putea do you need to raise from whatever sources in order to make this one a reality, Paul? How big's the target?
We're talking capital requirements of hundreds of millions. We're going to effectively build a biorefinery which would utilize initially 30 and finally 330 tons of chip per day. The scale of them are very large, and you know, large producers of chemicals, and the cost of building these infrastructure is very, 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 very high.
Great talking with you again, Paul. I don't know if the fast track process is going to assist you or not, but that's the sort of regime we're in at the moment. It could work to your favour. I'll stay in touch and we'll play that one out or talk that one through as we go forward. Good talking with you, Paul. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. Paul Morgan, inductee into the New Zealand Business Hall of Fame.